So the first one is keeping them focused. When I say focused, I mean be very specific about what you are trying to achieve. I want to lose weight this year is not focused. I want to lose 12 pounds this year is much better. But there's some other elements that you would need. But anyway, we want to keep it focused, really focused and very specific. There also needs to be a time constraint on the goal. Maybe say, I want to lose 12 pounds by my birthday on March 21st. That would be more powerful. And ideally, in a focus standpoint, I like the principle of SMART. Keep your New Year's resolutions SMART. And SMART is an acronym, and it stands for specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-specific. By specific, I mean a specific goal has a much greater chance of being accomplished than a general goal. To set a specific goal, you must answer the 6W questions. Who's involved? What I want to accomplish? Where is it located? When should it happen by? Which? Identify the requirements and restraints, and why. And why is always a huge one. We'll get into that one more in a bit. So a general goal would be get in shape, but a specific goal would say join a health club, work out 3 days a week, lose 12 pounds. See how much more specific that is. So the goal should be definitely specific. It also needs to be measurable. Establish concrete criteria for measuring progress toward the attainment of each goal you set. If you say, I want to be wealthier by the end of 2009 than I am today, that's great, but how do you measure that? And, you know, because wealth is a lot of different things. It's not just money in the bank. Money in the bank is money in the bank, but wealth can include many different aspects. It could just have a better quality of life. So these are all things that you need to keep in mind. So it needs to, the goals need to be specific. They do need to be measurable. They also need to be attainable, realistic, and timely. You need to have goals or New Year's resolutions that are attainable, because if they're not attainable, then why bother? And then realistic. To be realistic, a goal must represent an objective toward which you are both willing and able to work. If you have a goal that is a great idea, but you aren't willing to work towards it, then it's not realistic, so don't even bother going down that direction. And lastly, they need to be timely. You do need to have a time limit on it. It's much better to say, I'm going to lose 12 pounds by working out at the gym 3 days a week, and I'm going to attain that by my birthday on March 21st, than it is to say, I hope to lose weight this year. We're coming up on the news break, so we're going to take a break right here. You are listening to Wealth Health Radio, and today we're talking about New Year's resolutions, a little bit off topic, but since I do spend a lot of time working with personal development concepts as well as professional personal financial planning concepts, I thought this would be a great topic for today's show. And so we will be back right after the news break. You're listening to Wealth Health Radio on 920 AM KVEC. And we hope you can stick around and be back for the second half as we help you fulfill your New Year's resolutions for 2009.